It must be clear to you that sickness is no more the reality of being than is sin. This mortal dream of sickness, sin, and death should cease through Christian Science. Then one disease would be as readily destroyed as another. Man's genuine selfhood is recognizable only in what is good and true. Material sense does not unfold the facts of existence, but spiritual sense lifts human consciousness into eternal truth. We cannot deny that life is self-sustained, and we should never deny the everlasting harmony of soul, simply because, to the mortal senses, there is seeming discord. It is our ignorance of God, the divine principle, which produces apparent discord, and the right understanding of Him restores harmony. Truth will at length compel us all to exchange the pleasures and pains of sense for the joys of soul. Mentally insist that harmony is the fact, and that sickness is a temporal dream. Realize the presence of health and the fact of harmonious being until the body corresponds with the normal conditions of health and harmony. The Christian Scientist has enlisted to lessen evil, disease, and death. And he will overcome them by understanding their nothingness and the allness of God or good. Sickness to him is no less a temptation than is sin, and he heals them both by understanding God's power over them. In science, all being is eternal, spiritual, perfect, harmonious in every action. Let the perfect model be present in your thoughts, instead of its demoralized opposite. This spiritualization of thought lets in the light and brings the divine mind, life, not death, into your consciousness. Absorbed in material selfhood, we discern and reflect but faintly the substance of life or mind. The denial of material selfhood aids the discernment of man's spiritual and eternal individuality and destroys the erroneous knowledge gained from matter or through what are termed the material senses. When we realize that life is spirit, never in nor of matter, this understanding will expand into self-completeness, finding all in God, good, and needing no other consciousness. Spiritual living and blessedness are the only evidences by which we can recognize true existence and feel the unspeakable peace which comes from an all-absorbing spiritual love. Denial of the claims of matter is a great step towards the joys of spirit, towards human freedom, and the final triumph over the body. There is but one way to heaven, harmony, and Christ, in divine science, shows us this way. It is to know no other reality, to have no other consciousness of life than good, God and His reflection, and to rise superior to the so-called pain and pleasure of the senses. we can, and ultimately shall, so rise as to avail ourselves in every direction of the supremacy of truth over error, life over death, and good over evil. And this growth will go on until we arrive at the fullness of God's idea, and no more fear that we shall be sick and die.